You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore.
I'd like to help you catch it, yes, I really would, but you're doing in my head, it's too much and it's no good. I'm standing in a window tunnel, shouting through the roar, and I'd like to give you information, asking for you what blood makes noise. It's ringing in my ear, blood makes noise, and I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome to hour number two, and one down, two to go for me. And looks like I got through it. You're listening to the Common Sense Show. Having a little trouble keeping my voice, but I always have Katie. Katie's got lots of voice, as everybody knows. And we have a really exciting hour coming up for you here. We're working on establishing a connection with Virginia Farver, and if it wasn't for my dyslexia, we'd already have her on the air. Let me remind everybody that I'm proud to be part of an effort that's offering an alternative to Facebook. And do you know that's come out now that Facebook's is tapping into your microphone and spreading recorded segments of your conversations to vendors and probably the NSA, because we know that's the origin of Facebook. So I'm proud to be part of that organization. I would encourage you to go to Seen, like I Seen You Later, S-E-E-N, and Seen.life and register, and a great way to connect with other like-minded people, particularly if you're new to the movement. There's lots to learn. We're not being attacked on one front. We're being attacked in every area of our life, and there's a lot to learn from people who are affected by these attacks. And so right now I think we've pushed well over 100,000 people, and as listeners know who follow our show every week, that we haven't been going that long. I'm not sure. I think it's about 2 months. So Seen.life. Also, too, I want to tell you about my good friend Bob Griswold, readymaderesources.com. And we talked about food some in the first hour. I got to tell you, Bob has a water system right now that is second to none. And it could really make or break the difference for people when it comes to supplying their water needs. And rather than me to try to describe it and put pictures into words, I just want you to go to readymaderesources.com or simply call this number and ask Bob or one of his helpers to guide you to where they will talk to you about the system, the product. Everybody needs to have this as well. Food and water, the two mainstays. The number to call Ready Made Resources and Bob Griswold is 1-800-627-3809. Again, that's 1-800-627-3809. And again, thanks to Daniel Brigman for coming on and sharing, you know, his motivations for what he does. And I can tell you guys, he's the real deal. I am picky as picky can be. In fact, I have to tell you, I'm proud of this. I have never had a listener or a viewer of my website come back and said, you know what, that advertiser there really sucks. They may not like him personally, you know, like maybe they don't like something about Steve Quayle's view or whatever, but no one's ever told me there's been an integrity issue. No one's ever told me that they couldn't trust him, and you can, which is why I have them for advertisers. So again, if you want to order your storable food, go to pneumonia.com/Hodges. Well, Katie, that was quite the first hour, wasn't it?
That was a terrific hour. I love the guy.
I do too.
He's sharp. He was saying all the things I was thinking, so that's why I like him.
Well, he's brilliant. And he's down to earth, and I can tell you what you see is what you get with him. And this is why he's a good spokesperson for our movement. And I'm told by Todd that we have Virginia Farver. And Virginia Farver is an extraordinary person. She has turned a horrible tragedy and the loss of her son into a crusade against things out there connected to electronics, cell phone technology, other communications. And she's turned it into a movement to try to warn the people in an effort to protect people. And I don't think there's any other higher calling than to serve other people. In fact, one of the things is I was watching the mantra about Muhammad Ali yesterday, and a well-deserved mantra, in my opinion. The one thing that people kept saying was not a whole lot about his boxing. We got a little of that. He was a great, great athlete. But it was what he did away from the sport. He raised $100 million for Parkinson's. He was involved with UN projects to bring non-poisonous water to East Timor, where kids were dying left and right from dysentery. And I could go on and on. But I think there's no higher calling than when a human being lays themselves out and says, I want to help people. Well, this is what Virginia's about. And I'm telling you, you're going to want to get a hold of the archives when we put them out sometime tomorrow. And you're going to want to listen to this again. You're going to want to share this with your friends, because she's going to give you information about threats that you're not even aware that are out there. And I talked to Virginia briefly this afternoon. At least I thought it was going to be brief. It wasn't brief. She's a walking encyclopedia of documentable knowledge in this area. So let's not waste time. Let's bring on Virginia Farber from the People's Republic of Larimer County, where they steal kids for fighting against Agenda 21. Hi, Virginia.
Hi, Dave. How are you tonight?
I'm hanging in there, and my voice is cracking a little bit, but I'm no worse for the wear. And thanks to Ted Brower and Katie, I'm doing a heck of a lot better than I was. And
good.
We'll talk about that in the third hour. But you've been talking to me about some things off and on with articles you've been sending me. And my gosh, Virginia, this stuff is like right out of the gates of hell.
Yes, it is.
This is Satan's stuff that they're doing to us. And I'd like to say, I trust Virginia. She's really honest, but this can't be true, except you have the documentation.
Yes.
By the way, with your permission, would you mind if I put some of the stuff you sent me up on the internet so people have a written reference to what we're going to talk about?
Sure.
Okay, because people always say, Dave, what's your documentation? Okay, it's going to be there on the website in the next couple days, basically given how much energy I can muster. So, Virginia, where would you like to start with this topic?
Well, last week, the NTP, the National Toxicology Program, this is a government agency. They had a $25 million study that they just announced, and it was about a week ago, that about cell phones being toxic, and they cause brain cancer. And I watched a lot of the mainstream media, and of course they played this completely down. But I want everybody to know the reason they released this report before it was even finished. It's like 19 months before it's going to be published. But the reason they did this, Dave, is because they're seeing huge harm come from cell phones now. So I want people to understand that what you're hearing on the mainstream news, the industry is completely freaking out about all this stuff. But this is what's really going on. They're finding a lot of harm coming from anything that's wireless.
And they are preparing for a soft landing. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
Yes. I mean, they are. People need to know, even Lloyd's of London, their underwriters for insurance companies, they have never and never will insure the telecom industry, because they know this stuff is harmful. And an FYI for everybody, if you are harmed by your cell phone now, the industry will say, did you read the print in your manuals? Because your cell phone manuals already tell you not to put these devices near your heads or your bodies. And so I just want people to be very aware of that. And you can pretty much wrap the whole, anything wireless in that category.
What if you turn them off? Can you put them like in a belt?
I don't have one. I haven't had one for years. So.
Okay, but what does the data tell us?
If you have to have one, try to keep it off. And women, keep them out of your purses if you can and make sure they're turned off. And I suppose I wouldn't carry them anywhere or snap them anywhere on my body.
Okay, and the only use you would have for a cell phone safely is the only way to use it safely to do hands-free?
Yes. And people also, I had an expert at my house last year helping me fix some wiring in my home concerning the smart meters. But if you hold a cell phone, the new ones that have the data in them, and you hold that out in front of your body, and just to even look at a text or to text, you're receiving a digital signal from the nearest cell tower, and that signal will hit that phone, and it will go straight through your body. So I learned a lot just by having this gentleman with me. So,
oh, my.
Yeah, you just have to be very careful with these.
So when you travel, unless you have to use it, you should probably just keep it off.
Dave, I have traveled. I've been gone for a month at a time, and I've been by myself. And what I do is I go and I buy a phone card and I just find a pay phone and I call home once a week. I tell people I'm fine and then I go about my business. And the only time they're ever going to hear from me is if there's a problem. So
yeah,
it's very possible.
I know it sounds like I'm in denial, kind of like Katie and me and microwave popcorn. But you're asking an entire society to turn itself on its ear by forsaking the use of cell phones.
Well, they're addictive, and these kids NTP study that just came out, the average person uses their cell phone. It's 4.7 hours a day. So, we're hooked on them, and we've just got to set these darn things down. And I see it, Dave, because I don't have a cell phone, and I watch people, and it's a lot of this stuff is just very unnecessary. The cell phones were never meant for the masses. They've always been for people that work in really rural areas and things like that to be able to get to a place where they can call someone in case of an emergency. So I was told, Dr. Sam Milham told me that years ago.
Hmm. Well, you're right about them being addictive. I have a 15-year-old, and it's not just about the cell phone. It's about the games and everything else that comes with it. In fact, it's really, for him, it's more about the games and his friends, and it's really rampant across America. And you can even see this in students when they're in class. They can't help themselves. They got to see if that red light's blinking because someone's been thinking about them.
Okay, Dave, author Katie Singer wrote a book for me. It's called An Electronic Silent Spring. Frank Clegg, the former head of Microsoft Canada, actually endorsed the book. So people can get on this website and look some information up if you want. But she called me not too long ago, and I don't have anything wireless, but I guess you can buy wireless books now. And she told me if you read off of those books, and then try to go back to reading a regular paperback book, you cannot do it. Your mind, it does something to your brain. So I'm sure that cell phones can do the same thing as well.
I'm sure you're right. Well, we've established kind of a current barometer, Virginia, and I'd like to go to what we've been talking about, what I've been reading about with the materials you've sent me. We aren't stagnant in the threat towards America through electronic devices such as cell phones. The threat is exploding exponentially, isn't it?
Yes.
Let's go there.
Okay, well, first off, I'd like to tell everybody, of course, I lost my son in a brain cancer cluster on the San Diego State University campus, and it involved a heparin, which stands for High Performance Wireless Research and Educational Network. It's a cell tower. And in 2002, Dave, this cell tower could reach up to 72 miles in all directions. And they actually had documentation where they had illegal emissions from this. So, if there's been anybody that's been on that campus from the year 2000 on up, I mean, you should be concerned. And what frightens me, Dave, is this cell tower, I can't even begin to list how many grids this thing is connected to, and it has all the government nitrate agencies on it, and that's spelled NITRD, and it has all of San Diego SPOWR agencies on it, and that's Homeland Security. It's got everything on it. The Sheriff's Department, the Fire Department. It's got probably 20 different departments that are hooked to this thing. So I basically call this a HARP / Gwyn cell tower. So that is what's going on. But I also investigated, I've been involved with 4 cancer clusters, all in California. And the one at SDSU was compared in 2009 to one that was going on at the UC San Diego campus. And this included a breast cancer cluster. And then a cancer cluster at the Kelly Elementary School. And just to let everybody know, there were high-tension power lines that crossed the school property. And we took it further, and there were 59 cell towers and 219 antennas within a 4-mile radius of this school. And, Dave, this was before any smart grid / meters were ever installed. So we've added all this on top of it. And now we're going to have FirstNet. But before I go into that, this UC San Diego cancer cluster that happened in 2008-2009, well, just last week another report came out that they've got more people that have died from cancer in the literature building on campus. And in 2009, I found the confidential report, and they found high levels of EMR radiation throughout this building from an old elevator, and there's an office that actually butted up against all of the electrical equipment for the whole building. So this got brushed off. What all of these cancer clusters did was they had epidemiologists from the state of California write reports. And epidemiology only gives you statistics, how many people per 1,000 will die of a certain form of cancer. What needed to be done were toxicology studies. But this cancer cluster at UC San Diego, Dr. Lika Kiefetz, and she worked for the Electrical Power Research Institute, and Jim Turman from San Diego Gas and Electric were the ones that were commissioned by the UCSD administration to conduct this study. And, Dave, they should have been excluded from any of this because they it's like the fox guarding the hen house, you might say. So, but anyway, another cancer cluster was announced last week. They've got a petition on the campus. They want to get everybody out of that building to stay away from it. But this is what's going on. I mean, they ignore the information, they brush it off, and they just hope it gets swept under the rug, and more kids and people are being killed every day.
Yeah, that is really, really concerning, and it's growing. It's a growing menace, no doubt. We're going to go to FirstNet in just a minute, but... Why? I know this is going on at ASU, Arizona State University. I know it's going on at the University of Arizona. I've been contacted privately by people who heard a previous interview we did, and they have confirmed this. Why do you think the powers that be are using universities?
Well, and this is what my fear is, Dave, because like I said, there's something even called, it's called the GIRO network. It's G-I-R-O, and it stands for Global Ionospheric Radio Observatory. And it's actually hooked to HARP, and it's hooked to all these grids that are here. But Dave, all these grids, they're all hooked, and they all have cell towers on campuses. And that's how they say it's for research and all this stuff, but I'm not sure what all they're doing with it, because if you look into the government nitrate agencies, one of them is DARPA, and I actually talked to a cell tower attorney, and she told me because DARPA was on that cell tower, she said, you will never know what happened to your son, and I believe it.
Yeah. You know, when you were going through, and I forget what you called the name of the system on San Diego State, which really was the first mover in all this, And you said it involves DHS and local law enforcement and so forth. What did you call that system?
SPAWAR.
Okay.
SPAWAR agencies.
A thought occurred to me. And maybe in my conspiratorial mind, I went probably off into left field, but let me tell you, in all the conversations, Virginia, we've had over the last several years, this has never occurred to me. You have one system on a university campus that is unifying all the agencies that control A, vital resources, and B, our protection and or freedom and or incarceration or destruction.
Correct.
Depending on what their role would be.
Mm-hmm.
And that tells me you only unify communications like this at horrific expense, for one reason. They're planning to do something to us.
I look at this, Dave, as a surveillance net that we will never escape. The Inmarsat satellite is even hooked to that cell tower on the campus. And mm-hmm. that cell tower is actually hooked to the what's called the high seas net. And that's ships. I mean, it blows my mind what I have found. And, you know, I've seen, Dave, where they've got maps where these cell towers are all over the United States. And, you know, I'm surprised any of us are even alive, to be honest with you, because there's just so many of them.
What is the high seas net?
It's just the high seas net. And if anybody types in HP, the Heprin, HPWRN/high seas net, you can just see what it says, and it shows where it just hooks up to. It's just this global surveillance net is what I call it. And there's going to be no escape from it. That's how I look at it. And this stuff is all worldwide. And that's what I tried to tell a lot of these people. They were saying, why are they deploying all these smart meters all at the same time all over the world? I said, because it's a world grid now. And they've got sensors out in the oceans. They've got sensors up in the mountains. And it's all connected now. And what they do is they connect all of the universities.
It's still a mystery. Well, I don't know. Maybe because universities are omnipresent. Do you think there's an agenda here to harm people between the ages of 18 to 25?
Well, you know, having lost my son, I mean, I have to believe that there's something very, very wrong with this whole thing, Dave. And I've had a lot of people say that we've got to dismantle this wireless part of this whole grid. You know, we can't take the grid completely out of it, but I mean, we've got to dismantle all the wireless components of this grid. And I thought to myself, had anybody paid any attention to me back in 2009 when I was trying to email everybody I could about all four of these cancer clusters, and you know, the media, I would have mainstream media reporters email me back and say, oh, you'll never get this story out, you'll never, and had anybody paid any attention at that time, I think maybe we could have at least slowed the grid. But you know, for right now, you know, they're just, it's just going even further than what we can even imagine.
So when the island of Dr. Moreau is finally constructed, what will the end game look like?
I think this is to it's a eugenics program. There's absolutely no doubt in my mind about this. And they are going to kill a lot of people. You and I were just talking tonight. I mean, our economy here along the Front Range of Colorado is terrible. I mean, there's no jobs. But we've got three or four brand new. Our town is only 140,000 people. Three or four brand new medical facilities, and I'm thinking that, you know, they're getting ready for the influx of all these cancer cases. That's what I'm thinking.
Boy, is that interesting.
Yeah, and then
because,
I want to add on that the other thing I want to start adding to all of this that I want to warn everybody about is, for the longest time, I could not figure this out, but this Heparin cell tower on the SDSU campus is connected to over 70 rural fire stations, and it's actually mission control for San Diego Gas and Electric. And I couldn't figure out what all the fire stations were all about. Well, folks, we now have something called FirstNet, and this is for emergency responders. It's going nationwide, and it's going worldwide. And I found documentation from the Iridium Corporation where they want to cover every square inch of the United States in these emissions. So, you know, they put it under these titles where it's all good and it's great for the public safety, right? But this stuff is going to be, it's pulsed radiation, and they're going to use what it is APCO International behind it. Okay, and they have what's called the P25 or TETRA standards. Now, I told people 4 or 5 years ago that TETRA was here, and they told me, no, it isn't. Well, guess what? It's here. And TETRA originated out of the UK, and they're really, really high-powered cell towers. And so that's what APCO International is behind it, and I researched further into that. And the CGI, the Clinton Global Initiative, helps fund APCO International.
Wow.
So, and it goes further than that.
Let's draw a broad brush here.
Okay.
And I know this is outside what you came on to talk about, but I can't help, but I'm starting to see the big picture now, is what I'm saying. In the field of mental health, we've gone from in DSM-4 to DSM-5, which is the Bible of mental illnesses. We've increased by a factor of 2 the number of mental illnesses there are. We've also increased the number of mental illnesses that need to be medicated. Profit. We also have increased, in many areas, privatized mental hospitals, often at the expense of state-sponsored mental hospitals. It's certainly true where I live here in Arizona. And we also are forcing people now to take debilitating vaccines. And maybe all vaccines aren't bad. We can have that debate later. But don't tell me there aren't side effects. And don't tell me this hasn't, MMR hasn't affected the autism rate. It has. Do you see a little pattern here between those items and what you're talking about?
Dave, I've said for years that what they want to do with all this wireless radiation, that was one of the first things. I had a medical writer that is connected with people from the World Health Organization. This wireless radiation, one of the first symptoms is depression. And what will happen, I think, is a lot of these kids will go home, and actually Fort Collins, Larimer County, has one of the highest suicide rates in the state. And what these kids do is they will go home and tell their parents they're depressed, and, you know, they're being exposed to cell towers on the schools, Wi-Fi in the schools, wireless laptops, their own cell phones, and then they're coming home to neighborhoods filled with all this radiation. So the parents go, and the doctors don't know what they're talking about, so they put them on depression medication, and you mark my words, I think what's going to happen when they start going after gun control, the first thing they're going to ask is, have you been taking any kind of antidepressant? And this is how they're going to get guns away from the public.
Interesting, because that's exactly what they've done to the veterans.
Yes.
You just described the Veteran Gun Confiscation Program, courtesy of the VA.
Right. So I try and warn as many people as possible. You know, just try to get as much of this stuff out of your home that you possibly can do, especially with these smart meters and the smart grid. I don't think people understand quite how this stuff is affecting us. Here in Fort Collins, now I don't know about Arizona or California, but we've got these transmitters, and you'll see them on your arterial street lamp posts and at a lot of the major intersections, and they have the little short 4-pronged antennas that come out of them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, those, each one of those, Dave, can transmit up to 125 square miles. So I was telling you earlier that when I drive around town, I try to avoid those intersections at all costs if I can. And also, this grid also includes all of the security cameras you'll see in all your intersections. So, you know, they're basically just watching everything you do and where you're going, and it's the whole thing's sick. And our roads are completely falling apart, and the infrastructure is just, you know, just crumbling, and yet we've got all this surveillance stuff everywhere.
Have you heard Donald Trump address any of these issues besides the infrastructure?
I haven't heard him, but I know a gentleman out of Ireland that communicates with him, and apparently he's told me that Donald Trump is very aware of all this. So remember that if you go to vote for him. I think he's going to be the one to vote for.
Why is it I can't find 10 people who are going to vote for Hillary Clinton? And I'm kind of saying that, you know, euphemistically. You don't have to answer, but, you know, just every time I turn around, I find people who have reasons to vote for Trump. Anyway, let's go back to the intersection issue with the four antennas that can transmit 120 miles. Why? And what do you think they're transmitting?
Well, and this is what the problem is. You know, all this digital stuff that have the pulsing, just like the smart meters, you know, SMUD, Sacramento smart meters, they had to admit in court documents that each smart meter on each home will transmit over 13,000 times a day. And the problem is, Dave, is your body never gets a chance to recover. And this pulsing will damage your DNA and your cells rapidly. So this is why I'm trying to get the word out so people, I mean, go down to your city councils and tell them to get those things off your homes. And actually it was announced, I think it was last week, out of Quebec, Canada, that they're having problems again with smart meters that are exploding off of homes. So these things are not UL certified. They've had thousands of home and business fires. And you guys, I'm in a movie called Take Back Your Power, and it's www.takebackyourpower.net. Now, this movie's gone worldwide. It's won all kinds of awards, and I've had people watch it 3 and 4 times, and they still see something new in it each time. But it addresses the fires, the cost of these things, everything about them. So that would be a very good way to start and start warning your neighbors, your loved ones, everything. And be very, very, you can look up EHS symptoms, electrohypersensitivity symptoms, and it starts with, you know, headaches, fatigue. You know, it's basically what you're getting is you go to your doctor and get an X-ray, and that's ionizing radiation. That damages your cells instantly. And this non-ionizing radiation, it's cumulative. So the more of it you get, the more damaged your cells will be. So, you know, over time, you know, it's going to make you very sick, if not cause cancer.
So the brown shirts out there that are serving the system will not escape this?
No. And that's what's got me, and Dave, for some reason, over the last 2 months here along the Front Range, I've been contacted by several people. And all of a sudden, they want to put cell towers up on all these churches, and they're offering churches upwards of $500,000 to install a cell tower. And that was one.
Why? So they can kill all the Christians?
Probably. Well, that's probably a good way to look at it. But you know, we've been trying to fight them, and you know, it's just becoming harder and harder because this stuff is just. It's just crazy. I even looked up this heparin cell tower a few months ago, and at the beginning of 2016, they have links now all the way up to almost San Francisco off of this one tower. And it connects to over 30,000 miles of grid. So that's how these things are all connecting together. And it just got another $2 million grant to add more backbone nodes. So it's very scary what's going on, and we just have to get people educated and start to go down to fight your city council and tell them you want these things off of your home.
How well is that strategy working in Fort Collins?
Well, I'm trying, and I actually hooked up with a doctor a couple of weeks ago, and she's actually being educated through with Magda Havis and Camilla Reese, who are really experts with this stuff, and we're going to start fighting as much as we can. But we found out there were two. They're building these silos now around town. They're brand new. They look like silos, but they really aren't. They're cell towers. And we found out, she told me last week that through the county will no longer accept public input. So this is very scary. So we're losing our rights. We're going to lose our rights, our freedoms, our health, everything, Dave, if we don't get this stuff stopped. And I knew this stuff. I had been on the college campus several times, and I would go over there 3 weeks at a time, Monday through Friday, and I'd carry over about 10 signs, and I'd put them up and plaster them all over the campus and tell them what this cell tower was. And I was glad I didn't get pushed out of there. But, the kids, when I would watch kids transferring from room to room, after their classes, so many of them were on their cell phones and texting, and I literally would go back to the condo at night and just cry, because I think at that point, Dave, I just realized what I was up against, and it's huge. This industry is huge,
and it's so silent. What about you mentioned something? I think it was called what, FirstNet?
Yes.
Let's talk about the extensiveness of this system.
This is going nationwide, it's going worldwide, and rural areas are their target. So anybody who thinks they're living in these rural areas, you're going to now be completely cloaked in this radiation, because, it's all for our safety, right? So it's been a nightmare. We've been having people that are trying to fight that and fighting the cell towers, but the UTC, the Utilities Telecom Council, is behind all this. And
who are they?
Well, I'm not really. Bottom line, Dave, it all comes down to the United Nations. And FirstNet is under the Resilient Cities Plan, and I think I mentioned this the last time.
Oh my God.
I know. Look up your 2000 Millennium Development Goals, and the FirstNet is underneath what's called Disaster Risk Reduction and Recovery, and it all started with the Haiti earthquake. So they think we need to have all this in case we have floods and that type of thing. They're all, they're trying to make our communities resilient against this stuff. So that's what it is.
Well, they've already shown they can take over your cell phone, and let me give you an example. We were sitting at the dinner table a few hours ago, and our phone started, going off, and looked down on it. It was an Amber Alert. And I have nothing against Amber Alerts. But what's interesting is they showed that they can disruptively take over our phones. So they have complete control of this system. And the Resilient Cities, do you know that the Resilient Cities is I think it's in 190 American cities? I'm close. And part and parcel to it, at the forefront of what they want to do, and I think your connection between this system and gun confiscation is right on the money, because their number one agenda is to enforce the UN Small Arms Treaty that was illegally signed by John Kerry. You are right on the money.
Yep. And, all you have to do, there's three arms of the United Nations under the, it's the ITU, the International Technology Union, and so there's the ITU-T, which is for technology, the ITU-D for development, and the ITU-R for radio. Okay, so if you want to look up smart grid, just type in ITU/smart grid. ITU broadband, there you go. They're completely, I don't think people understand how in control the United Nations is. Even the cell tower on the campus, UNESCO's on it. UNAVCO. What UNAVCO has is the PBO network. It's the plate boundary network for earthquakes. And so this cell tower is hooked to that, and probably most of the colleges are. So this whole grid has, this is where it's all come from, all of it. And I don't know, Dave, have you heard of the IDIS 42?
No, but you're like an acronym machine.
Well, this is all I do. I research this stuff and feed it to people. But the IDIS 42... Microsoft's behind it, the Rockefellers are behind it. This is behavior modification research. So this is why, I don't know about Arizona, but here in Fort Collins we get these home energy audits every month, or these home energy reports, and they tell you if you're a good person or a bad neighbor, or if you use too much energy and more energy than your neighbor, or all this stuff's underneath all this, and this is how they are. They're trying to change our behavior patterns for using energy and for anything we do.
Oh, yeah.
And so you might want to start looking that stuff up, folks.
Is this, you said it was IBEZ, is that IBEZ 42?
No, it's IDEAS, IDEAS 42.
Okay.
It's just all one thing. Yep. And it's behavior research that they're now having all the universities. And I think I told you tonight, too, on the phone, they have they're going with smart campuses now. And they are going to literally, I was contacted about this about 6 months ago, they want to put Wi-Fi even on the tennis courts of these college campuses. So, folks.
In between points, when you're love 15, you're going to send an email?
Right. Well, that's what all this stuff is. You know, you go to these restaurants with these little kiosks. Well, this gentleman that had me, that was here from Arizona last year that I was meeting with, he was telling me how bad those are. So, you know, they want you to go, they want a cashless society. I mean, that's bottom line with all this. And everything's about tracking where you go, what you do, what you spend your money on, how much energy you use, and then they're going to tell you if you're good or bad if you use any of it. So I just want people to be aware of what's really going on.
Amazing. This is, I'm just, my head is spinning because, number one, you're throwing a lot at us, but I'm beginning to integrate it. And I'm beginning, for the first time, Virginia, since I've known you, to be able to connect this to a bigger picture.
Right. Well, Dave, I even fed information. This gentleman out of Ireland, they had, everybody's been asking him, whatever happened to the Ground Wave Emergency Network? I said, all they did is they renamed it. It's the NDGPS network. And now they're replacing that with the CORS, C-O-R-S network. I mean, these things are, I just have nightmares because they've got so many of these grids in place everywhere. And so we found out that that's all, and all the stuff is not just going nationwide, it's going worldwide. So this is, they're trying to push this on the world. And that's when, if you look up anything about the ITU, that is their main focus, and their main concern is to connect the world.
Well, it's interesting. I want to go back to something you said where you said they're trying to modify behavior through this idea of 42. It's already going on. If you look at how they're charging you now for peak usage, 9 to 9, I believe it is, in most communities, at least here in Arizona. We're under APS, which I lovingly call Arizona people stealing from us, because Arizona Public Service has got to be the most heinous company I've ever seen. They're owned by Pinnacle West, and they are criminals deluxe, political dark money, you name it, you name the corruption, I believe they're into it. But when you look at APS and what they're doing, they've modified behavior on when you use energy, so don't get used to using it when it's convenient and you're awake and it's during the day. Use it when it's inconvenient and it's either during or around your bedtime.
Right.
But there's something else too, Virginia. I'll tell you two more quick snippets here. We have a neighbor down the street who's the most handy man that I know, and he's capable of totally going off the grid. Now, we live in rural Arizona. We're about 20 miles north of the city. But we still live in a semi-residential area on large property sets. So it's not like we're foreigners to each other. And so he lives in a regular house, and he's capable of totally being off the grid. APS said they will force him to be on the grid if he tries to go off the grid.
They're doing that here as well. They're doing that here as well. And not only that, if you get solar on your home, they will put two smart meters on your home. So this Dave, I mean, this is just becoming, it's just, this whole thing is just completely out of control.
Wow.
And we've got to get people, you know, up out of their seats and go down to your city councils and start fighting this stuff and start telling your neighbors and everything else, because we're not going to survive this. We really aren't. And I was going to tell you, in the movie, Take Back Your Power, I'm pretty much at the end of the movie, but it shows the tower that's on the SDSU campus. Now, it goes over it really quickly, but I actually have that picture, and I sent it to some people in California. All of the tree foliage on the tops of all the trees on that campus, dead. Everything below a certain point is just as green and lush as can be, but the whole tops of all these trees, the foliage is completely dead on them. So you can imagine what's going on with these kids on this campus. And I met an expert on the campus 2 or 3 years ago, and we went to Dave, we walked to the top of the hill where this cell tower was, and I was floored. There was you couldn't see it in the picture, but there was an outdoor courtyard. And I saw 30 kids sitting out there. I just wanted to cry. And this gal brought this really expensive equipment with her. And I turned around, and she was already halfway down the hill. And I said, what happened? She goes, I'm getting out of here. She says, my stuff can't even handle these emissions. So we got out of there. I mean, it's just really bad. And when I did go around to the campus, Dave, for all those weeks that I would go over there, every day I left that place, I had a headache. A mild headache, but I did have a headache. And so you can imagine what this is doing to these kids sitting there. And so to add on to this FirstNet, too, I keep kind of bouncing around. FirstNet, they're going to go with, it's called the RPMA technology. And this is a cell tower now that can easily reach 300, and most of them will be at 450 miles, square miles. And some of them will be able to go up to 2,000 square miles. So this is what's going on. I mean, they're just completely blanketing us with this. And there's the Heparin cell tower on the campus is also hooked to the San Clemente Island. They're off of San Diego, and that is hooked to the CODAR network. So I think about that because they've got these all over, you know, on the outer edges, you know, near all the oceans, on where all these people live. So I want people to be aware of that as well.
There's no getting away from it. How much in the third world can they do this because of the lack of sophistication of the infrastructure?
Well, I think you'd be surprised. I talked to Katie Singer, this is a year ago. She went to, I think, somewhere in Mexico, but it was in a really rural area because she gets sick from this stuff. And she can't even go into a town center. She gets body tremors every 30 minutes. But she went there to try to educate these women, and she said they literally were still carrying baskets on top of their heads. But she said they had things wrapped around their pregnant bellies with cell phones hanging off of them.
What?
They do. And she said, and I actually saw a really, really third world country. I think it was somewhere in Indonesia or something. It was really rural, and these people were living in thatch huts, and I saw that the girls were using cell phones. So this is what they've done. They want this stuff everywhere.
Any idea who's supplying this material to these people?
I don't, you know, I've never looked into that, but it might be interesting to find out.
Let me give you a place to start. If you ever look into it?
I can look into it.
Because of Bill Gates' work with vaccines in the third world, boy, what a dovetail operation that would be to stick what you're talking about in there.
Well, if you look up anything with the ITU, guess what? Bill Gates, Google, all of them. I think that they're hiding behind this veil. Where I'm having a problem is, why is the FCC pushing all of this stuff through? That's what I want to know. So these corporations have completely taken over, and you know, they're going to kill millions and millions of people, Dave. And, you know, these poor little babies, they're all going to have DNA damage. A medical writer told me that we haven't even started seeing that, you know, because pregnant women have always had cell phones up against their bellies and carry them in their coats and in their purses, and, you know, it won't show up for another 10 to 20 years, but there'll be a lot of DNA damage to a lot of the offspring. So I try to tell people, I tell women, you know, please do not wear underwire bras if you go into anywhere where there's Wi-Fi. I mean, this stuff all attracts it. You know, the wire is in your bras. And, you know, don't wear a lot of jewelry and that type of thing. And just really, really try and stay away. And I do know, Dave, that the schools now have industrial-grade Wi-Fi in them. So it's just very frightening.
Man, oh, man, oh, man.
Right.
It's mind-boggling. Hey, let me give you one more thing that's being done here to modify behavior with Arizona Public Service. They are trying to ram through a plan, but they've stretched it out over a year because they know about what the public opposition will be. But let's say you're on one of their rate plans, and so you're on a 24-hour cycle. They want to bill you for 24 hours at the rate of which your most highest energy use is.
I've heard they were just talking about this starting to happen, and you won't be able to fight it. That's what their plans are. They're going to make... This is why they're building all the stackable houses with UN Agenda 21, because, folks, you're not going to be able to afford your utility bills. There was a gal in Kansas last year that had five kids and had a house, and they actually had to leave their house because they were getting $1,200 a month electric bills. This is coming our way. Here in Fort Collins, for instance, I found documents where they weren't supposed to raise our utility rates to cover these meters. But in 2009, I found documents that state that they raised our rates 9.5% in 2009, and they said it should have only been 7.5, but they added the other two extra to pay for the smart meters. And we've had a constant rate increase since then, Dave, and we're up over almost to 40% rate increase since 2009. Mm-hmm. And Fort Collins just passed a new $600 to $800 million climate action plan that they need to have the money for within the next 5 years. And they basically stated that 50% of this was for energy stuff. So and your cities will offer home energy audits, folks. Do not let them in your home. Whatever you do, do not let them in your home. Because then they will offer you rebates for all these smart appliances. And these smart appliances, I actually found an article that was in a women's magazine. They said that the new smart appliances, your regular larger appliances like your refrigerators, your stoves, your, you know, dishwashers, they will last between 10 to 15 years before repairs or replacement. And with the new smart appliances, that will be from 2 to 3 years before replacement or repairs or replacements. And then also these electric cars, Dave, I mean, you know, they want you to, you know, come home and plug these cars in. Your electric rates are going to go sky high. And Katie also has that in her book, An Electronic Silent Spring. But these even a Prius car, I hate to offend anybody that drives a Prius because there's a lot of them, but if you have anybody that has a medical device inside a Prius and you go to stop at a stoplight, there's something that happens between, I don't know much about cars, but happens with the battery. These can actually interfere with pacemakers if you have somebody in your car. And last week it also came out that the new electric cars, the batteries are so heavy that people have to change their brakes on their cars twice as much. So I tell people, and if you're sitting in these cars, you're getting basically electrocuted. That's what's happening. We're being electrocuted.
Well, our brains are being fried. And what people don't realize right. is our brains are electrochemical in nature.
Right.
And when you change the frequencies that go into your brain, you change the brain function, operation. And in many cases, you can even change it structurally.
Right. You know, and I've thought about that with these, you know, these lone gunmen and stuff. I mean, who knows, Dave? You know, they've got all kinds of things now that they can do. They have brain stimulators and all kinds of things, and God knows what they can do with those, you know. But, you know, I this is the worst thing I think that has ever happened to this country is this smart grid. It's a very dumb and dangerous smart grid, in my opinion, and I think that somehow we've got to take some of it down. And not only that, I am still waiting for this grid to go down somewhere. They had, I believe it was over 14,000 major attempts last year on the grid. So people need to be aware of that too.
You know, if we accidentally on purpose let a cyber attack go through on the grid, this would be a great mechanism to sneak this in as a repair aspect.
Right.
And has that been discussed in, with the people that you know that are that know about these things?
Oh yes, we have lots of discussions and lots of stuff that comes up all the time, and we're in constant contact. And you know, we're fighting the FCC, and we're fighting. You know, it's just become overwhelming because it's just, you know, for the longest time we thought it was, you know, just this, you know, the smart grid with the meters on our homes. And folks, if you hear this 190,000 pulses per second term, this is what creates the cloud. So when your meters are transmitting signals all over your neighborhoods, this creates the cloud. And this is why they wanted 100% compliance, because if there's breaks in the cloud, it won't work. But what this does, Dave, it actually causes molecular earthquakes, and you can look this up, Curtis Bennett, on the internet, and he will explain this stuff. But there's real, he said that this stuff, this 190,000 pulses per second will shake your sheetrock. He said, how long is your sheetrock going to work? Stay on your walls, you know, being having these 190,000 per billion per second transmissions. And he said that it will actually destroy our foundations of our homes. And he says there's going to be a real problem. It's going to, none of our homes are going to be in compliance with building codes. And he's really worried about nuclear power plants and about museum and museum artifacts. So you can look that up as well, too. But this is what's going on. And so even if you were to opt out in your neighborhood, you're being blasted with all your neighbors. And
exactly.
This is where it's getting you.
Well, Virginia, we could go on forever and ever, but we are out of time. But I appreciate you joining us.
Sure.
And as things develop and you uncover more of this nefarious plot, please get a hold of me and we'll have you back on.
Okay, sounds good. I get lots of information. It's just, I could probably talk for 10 hours, Dave. You know me, but
then we'll do 10 shows.
A lot of information. All righty. So,
we'll do 10 shows. Hey, you've been great, Virginia, as always. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Dave.
And everybody else, we'll be back in hour number 3 with what the FDA does not want you to know. And this is going to be brought to you by Katie and Dave. See you on the other side.